Central Time. I'm Rob Vera.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we continue our series of candidate interviews with the congressional challenger in Wisconsin's 6th District.
First, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke in Green Bay yesterday. Here's a sampling of what he had to say to his supporters.
In 22 days, we are going to win the state of Wisconsin, and we are going to win back the White House. We are going to win it back. We're going to win this state, folks. Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person ever to run for the presidency of the United States. They even want to try to rig the election at the polling booths. And believe me, there's a lot going on. Do you ever hear these people? They say there's nothing going on. People that have died 10 years ago are still voting. Illegal immigrants are voting. I mean, where are the street smarts of some of these politicians? My plan for the economy can be summed up in three very beautiful words: jobs, jobs, jobs. Jobs. They're taking our jobs away. They're going to Mexico. They're going all over the place. We're going to keep our companies. We are going to make America wealthy again. We are going to make America strong again. We are going to make America safe again. And we are going to make America great again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But while the event drew thousands of people to hear Donald Trump speak, some high-profile Republicans were absent from the rally.
Patty Murray was there. She's a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio based in Green Bay. Patty, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, hi, Rob.
Well, big picture, first of all, set the scene. What were things like at this Donald Trump rally last night?
Big crowd. It was a big ballroom, and I have to say it wasn't completely filled up. You know, there was a lot of space in the back, and I didn't get a crowd count, but I would assume there were at least 1,000 people there. And there was a lot of activity outside. Across the street from the venue, there were some Trump protesters, obviously, and there were some Trump protesters inside the venue as well.
And who spoke before Donald Trump? What Wisconsin figures were there at the event speaking?
I think the first one up was Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. There was also Glenn Grossman, the representative from the 6th Congressional District, and a few other Republican Party officials.
And did the crowd respond pretty lively to the Wisconsin speakers?
Well, they responded pretty lively to David Clark, Sheriff Clark. He reiterated his controversial tweet from over the weekend, I guess, where he said that it was something like pitchfork and torches time in America. And that got a huge reaction from the crowd, huge positive reaction. And while David Clark was speaking, I was kind of surprised to hear chants of, and I'm sorry for coarse language here, but the chant was, "Paul Ryan sucks," because Paul Ryan was not there, Governor Walker was not there, Senator Ron Johnson was not there, obviously all prominent Republicans. But yeah, the "Paul Ryan sucks" chant, it was kind of a sustained chant, too. I mean, there were lots of chants all through the evening. And, you know, I have to give it to the Trump supporters, they really have some lungs on them, and they would keep these chants up for like 30 seconds or more, and that's a pretty long time, really.
And was there any other mention, even by the speakers, of the absence of, as you mentioned, Governor Walker, Senator Johnson, or Speaker Ryan?
To my memory, none of the speakers themselves brought up the absences, nor did Mr. Trump, but the audience was certainly aware of it.
Now let's get to Donald Trump's speech. What was the major focus of what he had to say?
Well, it was kind of his, what I would call his standard stump speech. He talked a lot about Hillary Clinton's emails, but a lot of the speech, which lasted roughly 50 minutes, an hour, I don't know, a lot of it was dedicated toward criticizing the media, and he was talking about how the media is helping to rig the election But then he also went on to talk about how real rigging is going on, like at polling places. And I have to say, from all the experts I've ever heard from, they're like, that's not possible. And there's very, very little voter fraud in American elections. But that was a big thrust of his speech. He also, though, did touch on some issues, and he was talking about a package of what he called ethics reforms that he wants to get through. And basically, there were 5 points, and they were aimed at keeping foreign influence and foreign money out of American political campaigns. Also, he wants to make federal officials and members of Congress wait at least 5 years before going into lobbying or consulting.
We're talking to WPR reporter Patty Murray. She was at Donald Trump's event in Green Bay yesterday. So you were talking about Donald Trump targeting the media and bringing up this idea that the election might be rigged, literally. What was the crowd response to those kind of messages?
It was interesting. in these events, the press are kind of kept in a little pen. And, you know, there's a riser there so the cameras can get good shots and all that stuff. And at some points, the crowd would turn around at the, you know, when Trump would say something, and they'd turn around to face the media in the back of the room and yell, tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth. And, again, I'm sorry for coarse language, but there were chants of CNN sucks, CNN sucks. I don't know. It was he had them riled up.
And were they pretty riled up through the course of his speech, regardless of topic?
Yes. Yeah. Even before the speech, even before Trump took the stage, obviously, they were pretty riled up.
Did Donald Trump get into anything specifically focused on Wisconsin issues?
Well, he talked generally about his tax cut plans for businesses would not be an incentive for Wisconsin companies to move jobs or factories out of the state, things like that, kind of generalities.
And there's always a lot of focus on whether the candidate's using the teleprompter or speaking off the cuff. I think a lot of attention to Donald Trump in particular. I don't know if you could tell from the media zone, which he was doing last night.
Well, I got to tell you, it's kind of ironic because when you're in the media area, it's really hard to see anything. I'm not the tallest person in the world, but I read that he was using a teleprompter. Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
In mentioning the election being rigged, was that just a quick line, or did he focus on that for some time?
No, he talked about it for some time. I didn't time it out or anything, but he brought it up periodically. So it was a theme, I would say, of his talk.
And did he talk about other elections? A lot of times the presidential candidate will say, you know, vote for my party in Senate, Congress, things like that. Was there any mention of down ballot races?
That's a really good question. And now that you mention it, no, not that I can recall. And he really did, back to the media, he really did talk about how the media isn't focusing on Hillary Clinton's emails and the WikiLeaks and the State Department and the FBI, and he was saying instead they're focusing on what he said were, you know, he categorically denied speaking ill of women or any sort of derogatory comments or actions about women, even though that audio tape was released a couple weeks ago.
I wanted to ask about the significance of choosing Green Bay as a place to speak. In Wisconsin, we know there are some areas, Dane and Milwaukee counties, that are seen as reliable Democrat strongholds. There are suburban counties in the Milwaukee area seen as Republican strongholds. Is Green Bay and that area, is that seen as more of a swing area?
Well, from what I've heard from polling, indicates Trump is a little bit more popular in northeastern Wisconsin than other areas. In southeastern Wisconsin, some of the more establishment Republicans, you know, like Paul Ryan, have, for lack of a better word, you know, distanced themselves from Trump while not I mean, they still endorse them, I guess, but they've kind of distanced themselves. They're not showing up at these events. Trump was disinvited to the event in southeastern Wisconsin after those audio tape was released a couple weeks ago.
Well, Patty, thanks for bringing us up to date.
I hope I helped.
Patty Murray is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio based in Green Bay. She joined us to talk about Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's visit to Green Bay yesterday.